This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Everybody, and welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, from the Big Iron Farm Show, day two of our 3 days of coverage at Big Iron, the 42nd annual show. And it is hopping once again today. I just had a great conversation with some kids from Mandan. The Mandan Ag class is here. We mentioned that last hour because their bus driver from Harlow stopped by here to say howdy, and some kids came up and said, you know, I told my dad that I was going to Big Iron tomorrow for class, and he said, well, make sure you stop by the What's on Your Mind guy and tell him you stand for the flag. So he and a couple of buddies showed up here, and they said, we stand for the flag. And like they were thinking they had to say it exactly that way, or, you know, the secret code would not get them the the flag cap. But however you say it, we'll flip you one of them, as a matter of fact. Live from the Freedom Matters USA studios at Big Iron today on What's on Your Mind. And we are brought to you by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Wednesday wheels kind of day. What have I got for a set of wheels here, Kev? I am excited to tell folks about a 2018 Buick Encore Essence. This is an all-wheel drive.
Yeah, that's kind of the starter. Yep, that's like the five-passenger. It's a nice little rig.
Now, that was $21,000. It's $20,000 even, $1,000 off right now if you tell them, hey, heard about it from that What's on Your Mind guy, and it is a coastal blue metallic ebony leather-appointed seat trim. It is 1.4 turbocharged four-cylinder engine, gets about 30 miles per gallon, so get some great mileage on that, and loaded up with the goodies like backup camera, blind spot monitor, forward collision warnings, and all that as well. That is at the Pucklich location in Valley City. Find them at Pucklich, Chevrolet Buick GMC. Also, of course, our friends in Bismarck as well, North Dakota's home for Chevy, our fine sponsor on What's on Your Mind. Kelly Armstrong's here till the bottom of the hour. Congressman Armstrong, welcome back. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, except I'm in D.C. and not at Big Iron. Have you figured out what you're eating for lunch yet?
Yeah, no lunch yet, but a lot of Sandy's Donuts, as a matter of fact. I don't know what folks are trying to bribe us or what, but, you know, they come by and say, I stand for the flag, and here's a donut, so you can't beat that deal. So you're right. The food is it's very fair-like, the food at Big Iron. You know, they got the whole food court and all kinds of food trucks and you know, some local groups doing pulled pork sandwiches and the whole deal. So you're right. It's pretty good. What this is an unusual time for members of Congress to be in Washington, D.C., this close to an election. What's Nancy Pelosi's ploy there? What is she up to?
Messaging. Democrats figured out real quickly. I mean, listen, yesterday they celebrate the Inflation Reduction Act when inflation went up again. I mean, it's really fascinating how out of touch and a lot of things there. I'm assuming you're walking around Big Iron, the largest ag expo in the Midwest, and I don't think you got a whole lot of farmers and ranchers feeling like costs have gone down any and that they're getting a better deal now than they were 6 weeks ago. So it's really interesting. We have no committee work. This is all about messaging bills to send her members of her conference back into their states for the last month in October before the election and try and sell the American people on their failed policies, which I don't think is going to work.
Yeah, so what is this about make this a little less bad than it's obviously going to be? Is it about, you know, when you talk about messaging bills, I mean, you can have an Inflation Reduction Act, but if it doesn't reduce inflation, who in their right mind says, oh, yeah, They've reduced inflation, so I'm going to vote for them. I mean, it just seems bizarre. They're just trying to make things less bad than they're obviously going to be, or what's going on?
Well, and I mean, and you can look at it, right? You can watch any of the coverage of the celebration, if that's what you want to call it, at the White House yesterday, while the Dow is going down, while the Strategic Oil Reserve is at its lowest point in modern history, while inflation climbed to 8.3%, and, you know, food is up, egg is up, all the things. I mean, the best way I can explain it, Scott, is, do you know a whole lot of people that can afford to miss one month's paycheck in their household? And the answer is absolutely not. But just by these inflationary pressures that have been caused, that's essentially what has happened. Everybody who's going to work, everybody who's going to a grocery store, has essentially given up one month's pay solely to pay for the increase in costs and goods that are essential to feed your family, to operate your business, and run your vehicle.
Yeah, and calling something an Inflation Reduction Act isn't going to change the pocketbooks of people.
I call it Bed Bath Mansion, because I think that's a way more accurate bill name.
Yeah, no kidding. So is there any doubt that Republicans will take control of the Congress, in your mind, come November?
No, I think we're going to win, and I think we're going to – I mean, I think one of the reasons Speaker Pelosi likes to have everybody back at D.C. is because the D.C. media will cover things in the way they want it to be covered, but I sure don't hear it when I'm back. You know, I don't know how many communities I went to back in North Dakota during the August break, but we put a ton of miles on our car. You know, I always try and meet the smaller towns. The nature of the business is you spend more time in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, and Fargo just because that's – I mean, just because that's how it works. So I really try and concentrate – I tried to concentrate my August recess going to places that, you know, Mayville, Oaks, Richardson, Taylor, those types of places, and start hearing what people think. And people are frustrated. People are angry. I think in North Dakota, we know this better than most. We can deal with floods. We can deal with blizzards. We can deal with hail. We can deal with drought. We can deal with all those things. Our farmers, our egg producers, our energy producers have always been resilient. What we can't deal with is the federal government, who's never had dirt under their fingernails a day in their life, trying to tell us how to do those things. And that is what is the existential threat to the North Dakota way of life.
Questions or comments for Kelly Armstrong? Welcome today on the program. If you have one, call us at 701-258-0550. There, I said it nice and slow for you. 701-258-0550. You can also text your questions into 701-237-1590. Ron in Sturgis has a question for Congressman Armstrong. Go ahead, Ron.
Yes, you heard about Lindell's cell phone being confiscated by the FBI.
Yeah, I saw it last night on the news and then heard a little bit about it this morning. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just curious. It sounds like another political ploy to control one side or another, you know. I'm just curious what your opinion was.
Well, so I think on the short term, I don't know the specifics of it. I haven't seen that as a former criminal defense attorney. I always caution on that. But here's what I do think is really important, and I think this is why it's important that the Republicans take back the House, is the Judiciary Committee and Jim Jordan's had 14 whistleblowers from the DOJ and from the FBI talking about how the leadership over there has politicized that agency. And unfortunately, when you're in the minority in Congress, particularly in the U.S. House, you don't have access to those hearings and those subpoenas. And I know people always get frustrated. Scott, when I was in studio with you last time, people have always said, well, you guys say this, you say this. And my answer to that is the same thing, because he's become a very good friend of mine. Jim Jordan hasn't been the chair of judiciary yet. So that's why these elections are so important. That's why we continue to move forward. But I think we've seen unprecedented politicization of the DOJ in the last 4 years, and actually starting even before President Trump was elected. And I think it's really important that we hold them accountable. And I want to say this, because I think this is really important, because I've worked with the FBI agents and federal law enforcement in North Dakota, Minnesota, and even a little bit in South Dakota. And it's not the on-the-ground guys that are out there trying to keep our communities safe, trying to keep fentanyl off the streets, trying to do all of those things. They're doing great work, and they care about their job, they care about their communities, they care about proper law enforcement. But the leadership at the DOJ has made their job harder, and that's what's unacceptable to me.
Right. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway.
Yeah,
thank you.
I mean, listen, this is all broke in the last 12 hours. And I mean, trusting the media is not something I'm comfortable doing, particularly when you're talking about search warrants.
Right.
You know,
I understand.
You see through a phone. So.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Although there's many other ways to do what they did, right? I mean, it seems as though you talk about these whistleblowers and how the FBI has been corrupted here. You know, even the president's, you know, raid, former President Trump's raid at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, they can do this through subpoena. They just seem to be flexing their muscles more and more, don't they, Kelly? There's other ways to accomplish what they're trying to look for here, whatever that might be.
Yeah, I mean, listen, absolutely. And how they treat different potential, witnesses, persons of interest, you can call them whatever they want, has been abhorrent. How they choose to do that throughout this whole thing is something that I've been uncomfortable with some of their practices and how they do those things my entire adult life. That's the benefit of being a public defender in federal court. But I do not want to, give any misconceptions. The way the DOJ leadership has acted in the political sphere over the last 4 years is unacceptable, and we need to hold them accountable.
Glenn in Grand Forks with a question. We'll go to Bismarck after that. Others welcome for Congressman Kelly Armstrong on the program today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 with your questions, or text us 237-1590. Short break, back with more with Kelly Armstrong next on What's on Your Mind.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hi, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters. You've heard our ads about egress windows. They add sunlight, they provide an escape, and add value to your home. All true, but I'd like to let you in on a little secret. You can add an egress window anywhere, even if there's no existing window. I know this because at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Precision Concrete Cutters. 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
James Taylor, maybe Bette Midler at the next Bloodfest.
She's got to be on the tour. She's got to be on the tour. This could be Nancy Pelosi's walk-in music. What do you think?
Yeah. There you go.
For the children. It's for the children.
More happy talk. More happy talk. I love it. Can't make it up. What's on your mind brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that oil and natural gas touches every corner of North Dakota? This industry is everywhere. It's true. In every school, in every road project, in every water project. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas advancing the possibilities. Next week, we'll be live at the North Dakota Petroleum Conference annual meeting in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota. Can't wait. Glenn in Grand Forks for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yes, Congressman. After the Republicans take control and the first continuing resolution vote you have, you support some type of funding bill for Department of Justice that cuts it in half and say it is totally non-negotiable. We will not cave in that issue.
No, I don't. And the reason is because the vast majority of what DOJ does, listen, I think we can cut all federal budgets, but I support robust oversight of leadership and holding them accountable. But the reality is we're seeing spiking crime all over the country right now, a lot dealing with local Democratic policies. We have an open border. I don't know if anybody saw this, but a 12-year-old brought 100 pills of fentanyl to her middle school. Her counselor, God bless him, and lucky for us, he found them. But he OD'd just pulling the pills out of her backpack. We have to have, and these are the types of crimes where you have to have federal law enforcement engaged in because they're transient in nature. They move from state to state. I will support and will very much so holding them accountable to the IG reports and the leadership. But I never want anybody to make the distinction between some politicized leadership in the DOJ and the actual really good work federal law enforcement does all over this country.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much, Glenn. I'm going to ask you about permitting reform before I go to the next call. Joe Manchin supposedly got a deal from Senate leadership before he would vote for the Inflation Reduction Act. And it was for permitting reform. What is it that Manchin is looking for, Kelly? What does he want?
Well, we don't know because we don't have text yet, but it's really kind of a game. It's a D.C. game that should really frustrate people because even if they get a bill on permitting reform in the Senate, they have to pass that to Speaker Pelosi's House, which means the only way they can make that happen is if they attach it to the CR sometime in the next 2 weeks. And there are 72 progressives that have signed a letter saying they're not going to vote for the CR if permitting reform is attached to it. So this was always going to be a little bit of a game about whether it ever became law or not. And it's a whole bunch of senators playing political gamesmanship with things that are really important in North Dakota. And like I said, as a guy who understands permitting and infrastructure projects like that, we rewrote all the laws of North Dakota during the oil boom. We haven't even seen text yet. Nobody has asked us what we think actually will help get more infrastructure in the ground. And they've got a whole bunch of liberal Democrats in the House that are not excited for this because for those Democrats, the pain at the pump is the point. They don't want to support anything that extends the life of a single carbon molecule. So stay tuned. It's going to be interesting. Republicans are going to be on the sidelines because nobody's negotiating with them. But they've got real internal problems on their own side of the aisle, both in the Senate and the House.
If you were writing it, what would it do?
If I was writing it, we would have NEPA reform. We would first and foremost, we would reinstate the Trump era NEPA rules. Both, and I always used to say, it gave us at least an unreasonable amount of time in which to get this in. But you have to have permitting reform, and more importantly, you have to have litigation reform. Because if you don't have litigation reform, you can do all you want at the federal level, but you can't. You get tied up in litigation. We just saw this with leases from environmental justice groups that have no interest in actually making our climate safer. They just want to stop carbon production. So litigation reform, cutting the number of pieces of paper in those things by half, reducing the amount of time to get them done, and then giving states primacy over a bunch of this stuff would be the three things I would say is the best approach to all of it.
Texter is asking about the Marriage Act, which has passed the House, now in the Senate. Is that one of those messaging bills that you're talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there next door. I mean, we'll see what ends up happening. Obviously, it is what it is, but they'll continue to push forward on that. I mean, how the Senate decides to act on that with their 10 days left is going to be up to them.
Refresh our memories on you voted for that, and you pushed back a little bit on some of the things that people say it will do. Explain why you voted for it.
Yeah, I mean, it just allowed it. Yeah, I mean, you have to believe in states' rights or you believe in states' rights. And if you believe in states' rights, which I really do, you have to have what's called full faith and credit from other things. And it was a very narrowly tailored bill. Doesn't affect any religious things. It just says, like, that states, once they have a law in place, other states have to honor that law. And at the very least, you have over 1.5 million people who have made custody agreements, financial agreements, medical agreements since Obergefell became law, and you can't put those people in absolute legal limbo. So if you believe in North Dakota, you want North Dakota contracts to be valid anywhere, not just in where they're signed, then you have to believe in the full faith and credit clause of the Constitution. And I know there's people frustrated with that, and I understand that.
Dana in Bismarck, question for Congressman Kelly Armstrong on the Inflation Reduction Act you have. Go ahead.
Good morning, Kelly. This is Dana Brandenburg. I'm an American farmer, small businessman, and I have a comment for the Inflation Reduction Act and a question to that. The Inflation Reduction Act is just a play on words to give people, you have to buy green energy things, and then you get a credit for it, so it reduces the cost of it. That's the Inflation Reduction Act. And my question for you is this. Todd let me make a podcast on how to change our economy, fix our economy. And I want to know, I've got your phone number yet when you were in Edgley. If I can forward that to you. And would you
100%.
Please listen to it,
call or text anything. Yeah, call or text me anytime.
Thanks, Dana. Appreciate that very much. How about Tom, Breckenridge, Minnesota, on DOJ accountability? Go ahead, Tom, for Kelly. We got a minute left. Go.
Okay. You speak, Senator, of holding the Justice Department accountable. I'd be interested to know how, when you are reelected, and I'm sure you will, how the House will deal with that.
Yeah, well, so first of all, we have to remember DOJ is really difficult to do oversight on because outside of everything else, they're tough lawyers. I've been one of the first, I've been on these guys since I was on Judiciary 2 years ago. I was one of the first Republicans to go after Director Wray when he was in front of our Judiciary Committee. But there, Mike Johnson, Jamie Comer, and Jim Jordan have been, and this goes back to, remember when they were coordinating with the Department of Education, none of these old things have gone away just because these new things have gone up. And we have had a lot of people spending a lot of time categorizing this and cataloging this, and we're pretty excited to get these guys under oath in committee. And, I mean, at the very least, shine a light on this with the American people, which is transparency is always the best, or sunlight is the best elixir, and we have to do it because they are making their own employees' jobs significantly harder all across the country, and they have weaponized the leadership of the DOJ, and it started long before the Mar-a-Lago raid, long before all of this stuff. It started with General Flynn and all of that, and we're not letting it go. And I will hold our own side accountable.
It's a good question, though, Tom. Really good, and we look forward to more conversations about the what-ifs of a Republican majority. What will you do with it in the coming weeks leading up to Election Day? Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the time. Congressman Kelly Armstrong and What's on Your Mind. More from Butler Arena next.
It's Scott Hinton. You're so excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The final primaries of the 2022 election cycle were held Tuesday as New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Delaware voters went to the polls. In the New Hampshire gubernatorial race, Democrat Tom Sherman will face Republican Chris Sununu in November. Stocks dropped to their worst day in more than 2 years after hotter-than-expected inflation data startled investors at 8.3% year-over-year. Investors sold everything from stocks and bonds to oil and gold. All 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average declined. as did 11 sectors in the Standard & Poor's 500. President Biden at the same time hosted an event at the White House celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act.
And all the House and Senate Democrats who stood together, this couldn't have happened without every single one of you, and that's in the literal sense in the Senate. Every single one was required.
Lance Pryor, USA Radio News.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby,
call my name.
Is this some walk-on music too?
Oh, you bet, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be huge. It's going to be huge.
Video screen behind it with mountains and Fit Joe climbing it. How about this? On the bike. On a bike trail.
There you go. There you go.
Whoa. Look at this crowd.
You better explain what you're doing with the bumper music today.
Well, Kelly. Here's the thing, Kelly, and Kelly's on it. What I want to see is after I saw this James Taylor appearance at the White House yesterday and apparently all the people that were there, I want him to take this tour on the road. I'd like to see him go to the heartland, go to all the states, you know, pick 10, little, some blue, some red, bring it to the arenas. You know, you could bring Bette Midler along and James Taylor. You could have the crew from The View oversee the whole thing, Pelosi, Schumer, Biden. I would imagine it would sell out. We'd need jumbotrons. We'd need overflow parking. What do you think? I think I'm onto something here.
I think you are onto something. Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm getting.
Yes. Yeah. I think you're onto something, and I love the idea that we're beginning with the production of what the music should be. This walk-out music for these events you're describing. Congressman Armstrong is gone. Just so you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was still on. But yeah, it's nonsense. And the reason I bring that up, I brought up this morning during the local show, is that they would never do that, obviously, because the whole thing is kabuki theater. The whole thing, you know that they put a call out for 300 people to, you know, to show up for the thing. What did Schumer ask about?
Is New York in the house?
Like 30 people. So, you know, they never really they show them, but they're all bubble people from D.C. They're all told where to be, what to say. And I'll tell you, I know how they're told what to say because they missed the applause line. For Pelosi. Listen to that.
Ordinary leadership has made this glorious day possible. That's an applause line.
Yeah, you're supposed to clap there. You're supposed to clap there. That's an applause line.
Who does that?
Can you make it up?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
We have a couple other suggestions for the walkout music. Highway to Hell was one of them that
there you
suggested.
Go. Yeah. See, that wouldn't be that positive James Taylor uplifting, you've got a friend kind of thing.
Mamby-pamby kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't sell it. That wouldn't
another
sell
Another was Twisted Sister, we're not going to take it.
No, that'd be what Trump and whoever on the right side needs to play. Yeah, no, yeah. We just need all that fake, you know, that virtue signaling music, that, you know, that whole theater kind of thing, so that everybody thinks that it's all great.
I got it. I love it. And more suggestions, welcome. But you got to go with the maestro here. What he's looking for?
Yep.
Happy talk, happy music, right?
Absolutely.
The kind
what
of music
I got was put a little love in your heart That's what friends are for. Dionne Warwick, of course. We got a Wind Beneath My Wings would be a standard for that. How about Reach Out and I'll Be There by the Four Tops?
Oh, very touchy-feely.
Reach
very
out! Touchy-feely.
And they'll be there. They'll be there with answers and solutions. By the way, I'm just finishing up my rewrite on James Taylor's Fire and Rain. I'll have that for you on the show tomorrow.
Okay, that'll be fantastic.
Me and the band are getting together today to re-record this one. You're going to love it.
By the way, last chance to get in some suggestions on who after Candace Owens would be a great invite to the great state of North Dakota on the conservative tour ticket. Who would you like to see come? Tell us, 701-258-0550. You can text us, too, at 701-237-1590. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Here's some great specials for you today. You ready? Swedish meatballs are the thing today. Valley City, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, along with stuffed peppers. Swedish meatballs at 12th Avenue and I-29, Glendon as well. Lasagna, both in Valley City, exit 292 off I-94 and at the 45th location in Fargo, and Tater Tot Hot Dish in Euland. So there you go. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. That's what we love. Ed and
Tommy
Dickinson.
Laren. How about Tommy Laren?
Tommy Laren's a good one.
Friend just texted me, Tommy Laren, exclamation point.
She's been here before, actually. She came for the Late Night Energy Council.
Yep, that's right.
When she was kicking off her her Fox Nation Cross America tour. So, yeah, no, she's a good one. She really is. So keep those suggestions coming, Freedom Matters USA Studios. And if you'd like to go see Candace Owens, go to freedommattersusa.com, freedommattersusa.com. Don't forget, we have a very special deal for veterans, and that is the following. If you are a veteran and would like to go, if you will take a veteran, we have a donor that has said complimentary tickets. All you need to do is email scotth@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com, and I have on the phone Ed from Dickinson, who is going to be going to Candace Owens, and Ed is a veteran. Ed, how are you?
You're doing rather well now. Thank you.
You and your wife are going to attend Candace Owens, and we thank you for your service. When did you serve, Ed? What branch of the military? Tell me a little bit about your military service.
Well, the best branch, Army. And 1965, 1968, Vietnam, 66, 67.
Oof.
And the pictures of the leaving of Vietnam look just like Afghanistan.
I'll bet that reminded you of that whole fiasco.
Yeah,
huh?
Rushed, yeah. And chaotic. Yep.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. And what a challenging time in the U.S. I dare say we're getting close to that again, aren't we? The crazy 60s.
Yeah, and I just heard that those people want to raise our taxes to 90%.
You looking forward to that, are you?
Oh, yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Are you a Candace Owens fan? You looking forward to seeing her in Bismarck tomorrow night?
Yes, we listen to her often and very much on the side of what Rush has been telling us, for the 30 years. And very much Trump, very much, because the only way we're going to get out of this mess is to get rid of all the stupid stuff that whatever that guy's name is that's in there now.
Yeah.
I can't remember him. He can't remember me either.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it, Ed. Well, you are a gem. We're looking forward to having you tomorrow. Certainly invite others as well. And a little birdie told me you're trying to open up a gun range in Dickinson. How's that project coming along for you?
Well, I've been at it for 5 years, talked to about everybody in town that wants to have a gun range in the winter, it's minus 30 degrees, and I am still looking for people to join the LLC to be partners in with either sweat equity or some in-kind investment. So I'm looking for partners. And
how do folks get a hold of you, Ed?
My company number is 701-690-3036, or the Dickinson Indoor Ranges at Reagan, Reagan.com.
Sounds wonderful. Good luck on that project, and we'll see you tomorrow night in Bismarck, okay?
I'll be there.
Candace Owens, folks, for Freedom Matters USA, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Tickets still available at freedommattersusa.com. Brittany Mastrud is here, who is a learning and development specialist with Butler Machinery. We're at the Butler Arena at Big Iron. How are you? Brittany?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
So I get to learn today with you. I'm excited. And recruitment is a big deal for a lot of companies right now. So tell us a little bit about the positions you're hiring for at Butler.
Sure. Yeah, we are always looking for those who are self-motivated individuals who are forward-thinking and have an interest in our construction and ag divisions. We are actively hiring for our technical positions all throughout our territory. We are located in North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Montana. So across those locations, we're looking for those diesel service technicians. Also, we have multitude of positions available at our corporate office for more professional type positions, like our, in our marketing department, IT, those types of positions.
So everything. You don't have to be you don't have to be a super techie to work on.
You certainly don't, not to be part of the Butler team. I definitely didn't go to school for diesel technology, and here I am. So.
And Butler's been named a great place to work by Prairie Business. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, we are very honored to have that again this year. So we were also nominated and awarded last year. It is about 1,700 nominations that come in for Prairie Business. So for us to be in the top 50 is quite an honor, and it really just does go to show that our team really does value their workplace.
One of the best 50 places to work 2 years in a row?
Yes.
So that's got to make it pretty proud?
Yes, very much so.
What does that mean to the Butler team to be acknowledged in that way? Is that a point of pride for your entire crew?
Oh, certainly. And I think it definitely is just a reflection of the culture that we have at Butler Machinery Company.
What is that? What is, I mean, you hear that a lot, culture. At the company, what in the case of Butler, what does that mean? What is it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think culture is one of those things. It's more of a feeling that you get when you work there. It's not necessarily something that you can define, but I do think something that stands out for Butler Machinery and what defines us so well are our values. It's something that we definitely hold at the forefront. We've had different campaigns throughout our organization to really make sure that we are upholding those values. We also have an internal nomination I guess it would be a program where you can nominate a coworker for values in action. So we really strive to live by those, and we really do like to have that as part of our recruitment as well, so that people know just exactly what's important to us at Butler Machinery Company. So when they are out there looking for positions, they can definitely know what we're about and then see if that aligns with them and if that would be a good fit for them to come and work on our team at Butler Machinery Company.
That's awesome, because you can't put a price tag on that.
Yes,
you really
certainly.
Can't. Yeah.
Yep.
No, that's neat. And the usual stuff people ask about, pension plans, benefits, talk a little bit about that.
Yes, so something that really stands out that we try and educate people very much on, especially in our schools, we do recruitment at the high school level as well, because we are looking for people to come into our Think Big program, which is a Caterpillar program, two-year diesel technician program that we've partnered with a couple local schools, NDSCS in Wahpeton, and then Lake Area Technical College in Watertown. And when we are out there recruiting for those positions, we also have our Butler Max program, which is
Did we lose Scotty? Might have lost the connection there. Out at Big Iron. Well, that happens sometimes. About 16 in front of the top of the hour. We're out at Big Iron. Reach out, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text 701-237-1590 while we're getting Scotty hooked up. I will read a couple of texts here to the text line. Scott, I am sure Kevin knows this, but Fire and Rain is about drugs and suicide. What an uplifting song for a crappy event. I heard the crowd there were mostly staffers who were on the clock. I would absolutely believe that. I'm so motivated and uplifted by a song about drugs and suicide. Way to go, Joe! All right, quick break. What's on your mind? Scotty's live at Big Iron. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Reveille! Wake up! Stand up! Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliese Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliese Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. SchwannBuickGMC.com is where you go to get your answers on. Well, I'll just say, if you want something new, you've got to get on the calendar. You got to get what you want. I mean, you got to get the order in. But if you're looking for a great certified pre-owned inventory, best in the Upper Midwest, Schwann Buick GMC has got it. You can do it all online. Check out the new Buicks; they are arriving daily. New GMCs, the 2023 Sierras are gorgeous. Got to reserve yours now, though, at SchwannBuickGMC.com or call them with any questions, 701-214-6372, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, here is some more suggestions on after Candace Owens, who would be great, Donald Trump.
Well, yeah.
In fact, he's got probably a half a dozen votes here. You think that one's a no-brainer?
Oh, yeah.
He's doing rallies everywhere. So, Freedom Matters USA is bringing Candace Owens to North Dakota tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Bismarck Event Center. Tickets still available. And if you're a veteran, send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com. Tell me you're a veteran. Tell me you'll take a veteran, and we'll hook you up with free tickets. They'll be at the box office tomorrow night just for you. Mark Levin is another. Would be good to see. He's a wealth of knowledge. He is.
Oh,
great.
Yeah.
He is great. No doubt about it. John Voight says another. John Voight is yeah, solid.
Yeah, I don't know if he's doing much like that, but that'd be cool. I'd love to see him, too. He's awesome.
I think of all these suggestions in the context of, you know, who has that mass appeal. You know, who in the conservative movement would everybody instantly
yep.
household name, you know?
Ben Shapiro, Charlie Kirk,
right.
Candace Owens, the young.
Jesse yep. Waters is another
Jesse
one.
Jesse Waters. Yeah, Tucker would be great.
Listener says, the bar was set extremely high in reference to Candace Owens.
Very true.
Might take Trump to upstage the that one. Condoleezza Rice is another one. Condoleezza Rice. Yep, there we go. How about Pelosi? Schumer to start with, and put them on the spot to watch them stutter, expose them as many people as possible. I'm thinking they're not coming to North Dakota. What do you think?
I'm hoping. I'm planning the tour. See if they bite.
Texture says, we spend so much time defending the unborn that we forget about the living. Oh, my gosh. My concern is my children. If Democrats hold power, they will live to see an American government round them up and put them in re-education camps. I'm not willing to sacrifice my kids at the altar of the unborn. Well, the problem is, if you say, you know, I'm not worried about the unborn, then who's next? And they keep coming. And again, if we can't stand for innocent life, I don't know what we can stand for. I really don't. Hey, we're having a blast at Big Iron. Today, day two has been a lot of fun. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. And before we go, I want to talk with Larry Corinta. Larry's a territory manager for MacDon Industries, manufacturer of high-quality, high-performance harvesting equipment. How are you?
Very good.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Now, you specialize in agriculture equipment that is for harvest, right?
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about what you do.
Well, our major line is the FD2 series now. It's the replacement for the FD1. Prior to that, we had draper heads. We started out building flex draper heads, back in the... for combines in the 88, 89 area when we started.
Wow.
Back in 21, we started playing around with going on the ground, cutting soybeans, lentils, whatever needs to be picked, cut directly from the ground and harvested. And 2003 was when we introduced the first flex draper cutting on the ground, FD. We actually called it a 974. And now we're all the way up to a FD2 version.
Wow. That's progress.
Yep.
And in 2023, you're partnering with Case IH.
Case IH in New Holland. We will be branding our headers appropriately, red for the red combines, yellow for the yellow ones, and
wow.
saying Case IH or New Holland.
That's,
made by MacDon.
That's yes. quite a feat.
It is. It's very good. Very good. We fit just about every combine out there anyway. But
what,
now,
what have you got a big on?
Oh, this year, I have a little list here. We have our C2018. It's a 20-inch row. 18-row corn head. We have a FD250, which is the biggest header we build today, 50-foot header. We have a MacDon M1240 with a grass seed special header that they're using up in the Roseau area, cutting grass seed for people that want to grow lawn or golf courses, you name it. So that's really been a very good market this year for us.
And where are you at figuring?
We're over in the W25 area. We have 3-4 booths over there, and we're just spread out. We don't have as much stuff this year because it's kind of hard to come by equipment.
What else is new, right?
Yeah.
Tell me something everybody isn't battling with.
Tell me about it.
But
yep.
I heard MacDon's worth the wait, though.
Thank you. We hope so, because we're already now looking at booking orders out into 24 when we have an order rating program, which we don't have yet. But.
All kinds of new innovations demonstrated here. There's a lot happening. It's the mm-hmm. latest and greatest in ag. It really is really worth the trip. And if you've not been here before, Red River Valley Fairgrounds, 1805 Main Avenue West, West Fargo, goes until 5 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., the final day. And
yep.
More information, if folks aren't going to be at Big Iron, can't find you here, where do they find out more about you?
They can go to our public website at MacDon.com, and everything that we have available, you know, as far as service manuals, parts catalogs, brochures on new equipment, videos on how to set equipment, we've got it all right there.
MacDon.com. All right, perfect. Larry, good to see you.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. All right, give us a little bit of breaking news. One of the unions representing U.S. railroad workers is saying that its members are ready to strike. Yeah, so labor deal, there's a deal proposed, but a strike is closer. So a little update there. We'll watch this harvest time. God bless. See you tomorrow.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.